The name Michael Kraus may not be immediately familiar to all Alaskans, but the map of Native people and languages he developed in the mid-70s probably is. Professor Kraus is the founder of the Alaska Native Language Center at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He recently gave a talk about his work in an interesting setting, the Alaska Jewish Historical Museum and Cultural Center. Before he spoke, Rabbi Joseph Greenberg, the president of the museum, said while researching the history of Alaska Jews, he discovered that Kraus and more than half of the other professors involved in the Alaska Native Language Center are Jewish. He said it symbolizes the struggles both Jews and Natives have had in trying to hold on to their cultural identity and worldview.
You see, the preservation of language and culture is a very noble value in our culture, in Jewish culture. Language presents culture, and translations cannot capture the mood of the cultural implications of what is spoken or written. In Italian, there is a saying that translation is a polite lie. We often say that some meaning is lost with translation.
The rabbi said it takes a lot of chutzpah, or guts, to maintain language and culture in today's society, and that's where Dr. Michael Kraus comes in. Kraus has dedicated 50 years of his career to meticulously documenting the 20 distinct Alaska Native languages. Kraus came to Alaska in 1960. He says the reasons some languages not only survive but trample others was summed up by sociolinguist Joshua Fishman.
A language is a dialect with an army and a navy. Meaning, of course, that you have to have power and prestige, or your language would be considered nothing but a dialect and it should be slated for obliteration.
With that in mind, he worked hard to preserve native languages by defining them on the map so they would have the status to survive. Kraus blames the schools that used to ban native languages for the desperate condition they're in today. He says another culprit is television.
Or the media, but most particularly TV, which I have called a kind of cultural nerve gas, which has had been very effective in getting children to drop their own language and parents feeling helpless to turn it off themselves. So since the 70s, I would say that TV has finishing off, mopping up what was not already undone by the educational system.
Kraus says by the time the language map was developed in the 70s, only children on St. Lawrence Island and in the Kuskokwim Delta area around Bethel were still speaking Central Yupik as their first language. Of 200 villages, he says only about 12 in the Central Yupik area today can still make that claim. Kraus says when he arrived at UAF in 1960, it was considered a gentlemanly pursuit to study what were considered curios from a disappearing past. But he said to work to try to help languages survive was considered taboo. Then the civil rights movement inspired an underground effort at UAF, and Kraus helped start the Eskimo Language Workshop. In the early 70s, state legislation finally allowed Native language to be taught in Alaska schools. At the same time, the UAF Native Language Center was developed, and Kraus said they had two missions.
Study Alaska Native languages, which I took to mean document Alaska Native languages above all things, and to support the bilingual or language maintenance or even revitalization movements in the schools. And that's what the center was founded for and is supposed to be continuing to do.
Kraus says the outlook, however, is bleak. And the problem of moribund languages is global. Of the 6,000 languages worldwide, Kraus considers 90% of them severely endangered. But it's not all dire. He brings the conversation back full circle to the interesting connection he and Rabbi Greenberg raised at the beginning of the evening's discussion. Kraus said no one wrote a dictionary of Hebrew when it was still a native language, but Alaska Native languages do have meticulous documentation.
So eat your heart out, Hebrew, in the case of how well some Alaska Native languages are scientifically documented compared to Hebrew.
After his discussion, Dr. Krauss was presented with the latest version of an Inupiaq language learning guide by Gladys Pingawi of the Nana Corporation. More stories in our continuing series on Native education, links, and pictures are at our website, aprn.org.